documents. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. This time, the classified papers were found in a former vice president's office.
An attorney for former Vice President Mike Pence notified the National Archives after a small number of documents bearing classified markings were discovered in Pence's home last week. The attorney says the documents were inadvertently boxed and transported to the home, and Pence was unaware of their existence. FBI agents collected the documents from Pence's residence. Pence's attorney says the former vice president engaged with outside counsel with experience handling classified documents to review his records in the aftermath of documents with classified markings being discovered at the Delaware home of President Biden. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Pentagon remains mum on whether it will send tanks to aid Ukraine in its war with Russia, as Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal supports the idea.
Ukrainians can win if they have the tools that are necessary, beginning with tanks.
The Pentagon has expressed concerns on getting the tanks to Ukraine and training Ukrainian forces on how to use them, as Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says decisions need to be made in what he called Ukraine's war against terrorists. The Justice Department in eight states have filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google over its online advertising practices.
For 15 years, Google has pursued a course of anti-competitive conduct that has allowed it to halt the rise of rival technologies, manipulate auction mechanics to insulate itself from competition, and force advertisers and publishers to use its tools.
Attorney General Merrick Garland, Google's parent company Alphabet, says the suit doubles down on a flawed argument that would slow innovation, raise advertising fees, and make it harder for thousands of small businesses and publishers to grow. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The murder trial begins for a former lawyer accused of killing his wife and son in South Carolina.
Jury selection will go into Wednesday in the double murder trial of disbarred South Carolina attorney Alec Murdoch. With multiple generations of the defendant's family serving as lawyers and prosecutors in the small Lowcountry community of Colleton County, local attorney Eric Bland says most of the prospective jurors have prior knowledge of the case or the Murdoch family.
Everybody's going to know the name. We want fair and impartial jurors. I think you can find them.
Murdoch is accused of fatally shooting his wife, Maggie, and their 22-year-old son, Paul, on the family's 1,700-acre estate back in June of 2021. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
A federal judge dismisses a lawsuit where three former employees claimed Whole Foods retaliated against them for wearing Black Lives Matter masks during the pandemic.
Federal Judge Allison Burroughs in Massachusetts had previously dismissed a civil rights suit filed by a group of Whole Foods workers after the company said they couldn't wear Black Lives Matter face masks in 2020. Whole Foods said it violated their dress code policy. The judge did, though, allow one worker's claim of unlawful retaliation over the mask to move forward, and two other workers from different states joined that suit. But now Burroughs has dismissed that case as well, finding that when Whole Foods began enforcing its dress code policy more forcefully in 2020, the company did so uniformly for all potential dress code violations. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An Arizona judge says she won't compel the city of Scottsdale to resume an arrangement that allowed residents of a neighboring community to get their water from the city, it's not the court's concern. On January 1st, Scottsdale cut off the water it had provided to Rio Verde Foothills, saying it needs to guarantee there's enough for its own residents amid a long-lasting drought. Several hundred residents are now using up the last of the Scottsdale water. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.